This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. An Israeli airstrike destroyed a UN school building housing displaced Palestinians on Wednesday. The airstrike hit the school building, and smoke was seen rising as people rushed to the scene searching for their children. Many Palestinians were seeking shelter on Wednesday after fleeing their homes in southern Gaza as Israel pressed on with its military offensive in the densely populated enclave. Residents say Israeli forces carried out new strikes in the southern city of Rafah amid fierce fighting with Palestinian militants overnight. Palestinian health officials say at least 12 people were killed in new strikes in central and northern Gaza. U.S. President Joe Biden insisted again Wednesday he is staying in the 2024 presidential race. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked if the president is stepping down after his debate performance last week.
Absolutely not. He's moving forward as being president. He's moving forward with his campaign, as his campaign has been very, very clear about that.
A top aide quoted the president as saying in a campaign conference call, "I am running. I am the leader of the Democratic Party. No one is pushing me out." But alternatives are still being discussed by Democrats. A longtime Biden ally, South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn, says he would back a mini primary leading up to next month's Democratic convention if Biden were to leave the race. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Haitian Prime Minister Gary Conille told the UN Security Council on Wednesday that the arrival of the first police officers from Kenya under a UN-backed mission marked a critical stage to restoring security in the Caribbean country ravaged by gang violence. Some 200 Kenyan police arrived in Haiti last week as part of the long-delayed mission mandated to help national police fight armed gangs that have taken